St Francis Youth Fellowship. That's what it was actually called, Youth Fellowship. I was a member, and so was David, but my memories of it probably start around about 1956, 57. The reason I was a member was that originally I used to sing as a chorister at St Francis Church, and at the age of sort of 15, 16, I was also in the Scouts, and I decided that I wanted to meet with female company, as we all did, and so I left the Scouts and joined the Youth Fellowship. It met in St Francis Church Hall in Gessens Road, the old hall, not the one that's currently there, and we used to have all sorts of programs of events that we met with. We had speakers that used to come and general talk like that, and we also had various things like dances. They used to have used to call it a hop. It's pretty old fashioned, but they used to advertise this in the Wellham Times, and people used to come along to it, and that was held about once a month. But the actual activities in the club were quite varied, and a lot of people I knew at that time were members of that club, and we used to go on all sorts of different expeditions and so on. The vicar at the time was a chap called Father Keeble.
Geoffrey Keeble.
Geoffrey Keeble, and he was a strange character. You'd see him riding a bike down Gessens Road, and he used to wear a large black priest's cloak. basically. And this figure with his hair flowing and this cloak flying behind him, it was quite a bizarre sort of sight, really. And he was quite a character. But the driving force, as I say, behind the Youth Fellowship was, the real driving force was Keith Wilkes. And he took a real interest in, youth activities and making it a vibrant youth club. And the requirement actually was not that you had to be a regular attender at St Francis, or indeed you had to be particularly Christian. It was just a general sort of outreach for all sorts of people who became members, and people that both David and I knew very well. A wide circle of people were actually involved in the activities there. And I was a member, I think, for something like 6 or 7 years. We had all sorts of things. We had jazz evenings, and there were a number of people. There was a group of people called the Diggermill Four, and they there was a chap played the piano, saxophone, drums, and double bass, and they provided quite a lot of the music for these things. And there was also another group called the Nova Jazz Band, and that was a chap called Ken Colthorpe. He was the leading person in that. I can't remember the other, but they were an active thing, and everything was self-made in those days. And in fact, I sang in a skiffle group. We formed a we used to play down at the Youth Fellowship, various, because a few people had guitars and so on, and I played the T-chest bass.
Right.
And sang. And we called, this chap called Alder Blackburn and myself and another chap called Peter Crane formed briefly, actually. Literally, this chap, Alder, was going into the RAF, and he was going to Aden on his first posting. And we formed the skiffle group about 2 weeks before that. And we actually called it the Stossless Skiffle Group. Which is actually Silly Sods Backwards.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a joke, really. But anyway, that's what we would call ourselves. And we actually played a few times at the Youth Fell. And we made a record in London. We went up to Leytonstone and made a private pressing of a record, which I've still got a copy of, as it happens.
Have to say that.
And we sang old Vipers hits and Lonnie Donegan stuff,
Yes.
And So that was part of the thing, and you know, we everything was self-generated, and we used to go down to the golf course and play guitars and the six ways in Sherrod's Wood and do all that sort of thing. And yeah, they were good days, you know. And as I say, we had very good talks with people who used to come in. I remember a chap called Ron Menday gave us a talk once. He was with the Chindits in the war, and he gave us a talk on the war. And another chap called Leo Rawlings, who was he was captured by the Japanese, and he gave a very interesting talk. In fact, he was the first person that got me involved in going to art school, because he was an artist, an illustrator, or as in those days they called them, commercial artists. And we had a number of other very good talkers over the years. I can't remember all of them. Well, it was really subsidised, I suppose, by the church, essentially. But you paid a small subscription.
Yeah, there was a sub, but it wasn't.
There was a sub, but it was minuscule, really.
It was very small.
But you paid a sub and you went along, and but as I say, because we had a good chap organising it, it kept it quite active and quite vibrant, really, for people over quite a long period of time. And another thing they used to do there, they used to have these Sunday breakfasts after the service. Do you remember
that?
Yes,
that's right.
And we would help set that up, and then they'd have this Sunday breakfast. And then we did various things like decorating in the church hall, you know, when things needed doing.
Hiding under the stage.
Hiding under the stage, yes.
My memories are slightly different from Colin's, obviously. I don't remember the talks at all.
Yeah, they had a committee, you know, people formed committees. I was chairman of the committee for 1 year, and they did that sort of thing, but it was all sort of discussing really what events were going to happen. And then after the towards the end of the youth club, what happened was the church, the curate left, Keith Wilkes left in about 1959. The chap that came in was less sympathetic, if you like, to people who were not specific members of the church being members of the youth club, and it caused a bit of a problem.
Yes.
And in fact, so much so that a lot of us left virtually en masse.
Right.
And we joined the Young Conservatives around about, well, must have been about 50, 61. Probably a good 35.
Yes, I was going to say probably 30. 30-ish,
maybe 40, 30, sometimes 40. A bit less, but most of the time, because there was a lot of, you know, and it was an even balance between men and male and female, really. We used to do all sorts of trips as well. I can't remember the details so much of those, but all this activity essentially took place at the church hall in Gessens Road. And of course, they now demolished that, and it's attached to the church.
I always think there was more atmosphere at the old hall.
Much more, yes.
Yes, that was, yes.
Basically, you had a big hall, and down one end, you came in this end, you came off Gessens Road, you went in the entrance, then there was the big hall here with a stage at the far end. And as David said, it was a high stage, pictures of the jazz bands playing on that stage, and you could go underneath the stage. They kept all the sort of theatrical props under there and so on. And off to the left was the kitchen and a sort of committee room, and off to the right there was another committee room, and you could have small groups in there or small groups in there. Well, I think most of the people were from outside the church,
right,
to tell the honest truth.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't, it wasn't a sort of, it didn't sort of emerge from the church as such. I sang in the choir. David sang in the choir.
Yes.
I suppose it was just word of mouth, and people you knew at school and
that's right.
come into contact with one way or another.
Yeah, that's right.
And, got a good reputation.
Yeah. Well, we were all around about 16, 17, 18, through to 20 at the oldest.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
After that, it was a bit long in the tooth. Wasn't it?
Yes, it was sort of, 15 to 20 kind of range, I would have thought.
Yes.
And at that time.
They were good days, actually. I enjoyed them, you know, and quite innocent by today's standards, and there was no drugs or anything of that sort. We all used to smoke and drink, just to be honest, but no drugs or anything.
We used to go out, go into the woods and down to the dell, and well, this is obviously up to the conference house.
It was interesting that St. Francis, and particularly the old hall, was kind of the centre of our life in those teenage or well, even before the Cubs and the Scouts. The Youth Fellowship, and the other thing was the Saturday morning pictures.
Yes,
that
yes.
Used to be shown there. So I was also a chorister at St. Francis, and as Colin says, as we got older, we wanted more social activity, and that was provided by the Youth Fellowship.
When it was Co. Old Man Cove.
Yeah,
before it moved to the
Welland
Theatre, there used to be a Saturday morning pictures.
Yes.
Run by a chap called
Cove. Yes.
And so that preceded the Saturday morning at the Welland Theatre, and he used to come along with his ancient equipment.
Yeah.
And it was Laurel and Hardy and Rin Tin Tin and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it cost a bob to get in.
Yeah.
And, yes.
I mean, obviously this was, I mean, television was around. I mean, my parents had TV in 1948, but it was very basic. And,
and not everybody
had TV. It was only on part of the day, you know, started in the afternoon and finished at 10.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, see, you know, that's why a thing like that would have worked well. But, yes, Coe was the name of the chap. I remember him. And, there was also another chap whose nickname was Kari, and he used to come around with balloons and things like that.
Yes,
do you remember him?
Right, yeah.
But I think that was for younger children, as I remember right.